And on the program, from our news coverage, we have a newsmaker interview, if you will. We're on the line with Cheryl Huxhold of Fultonville, a nurse at the Tryon School, the Tryon facility up in Perth. She was in the news last week for being attacked by a 15-year-old girl at the Tryon facility, and yesterday went public with an account of the incident and her concerns about what's happening at Tryon. Thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
What happened to you at the facility, I guess as it's called, in Perth? Was it last week, I believe?
Last Tuesday evening. I was called down to one of the units to help monitor one of the youth. There were only male staff on the unit at the time, and one of the residents there had taken her clothes off. So the male staff weren't able to deal with her, and I was asked to come down and help out. At that time, I tried to monitor her and keep her, redirect her. She ended up in her room and very upset. She flew into like a rage and started stabbing me with a pen. She bit me on the hand, tried to subdue her and grab hold of the pen, and she came after me, grabbing my hair, knocking my head against the wall, kicking me, pulling my head forward and kicking me in the face and stomach, punching me, and I ended up with some injuries, stab wounds, concussion, bite marks, and various bruises. Yes.
And you were treated at a hospital?
Yes. Right. Yeah. I went to St. Mary's Hospital. The staff there took me to the hospital.
Mm-hmm. And state police are investigating this. They have not filed any charges yet. I gather that one of your concerns is that the residents there, I'm kind of biting my tongue not to say inmates, because that's basically what we're talking about. It seems to me it's like a penal facility, but I know they use different words to describe it. She's not been charged yet. And let me ask you directly, is it a concern of yours that the residents of the facility are not held to any standards or to high enough standards?
Yes, it is, because most of the residents there are under 18, and they realize that any misbehavior, any violence, any problems they have, are the charges will be either dropped or lowered due to their age. Sometimes the judges feel that if they're already at Tryon, there's nothing more they can do about it. So the charges pretty much don't go anywhere.
You also expressed concern, and others have, others who work at Tryon and who are represented by the union, which held the news conference yesterday, or it was held at their facility, the Public Employees Federation. I presume you belong to the union.
Yes.
The union has faulted the current administration of the state agency that oversees Tryon. Why is it there? This is a bad thing this girl did, but why is it the state's organization's fault, or the fault of the people that run the facility?
I think that the state has not given us the tools we need to deal with that. We're not allowed to intervene, basically, unless we're being assaulted. And sometimes that's too late. In my case, the girl that jumped on me, I couldn't do anything about until she had stabbed me a couple of times. And when I finally got hold of the pen, two other girls jumped on top also, which made it a very dangerous situation and very difficult for the other staff that responded to, subdue the other girls. That was a little crazy at the time.
I think
it could have been, somebody could have intervened if we were allowed to earlier than that.
The other girls joined in the attack, Actually,
two other girls tried to help me. They had seen what happened, and two of the other residents there jumped in to help me. Unfortunately, that just kind of pinned me down further, and I wasn't able to help myself at that point.
We're on the line with Cheryl Huxhold, who's a nurse at a Tryon facility up in Perth. Now, part of the backstory, though, is that a resident of Tryon died there. And this is some years ago. It was a boy, and they closed the boys' facility up there, as I understand it. Is that why the state changed its rules on what you do?
I can't really say for sure. I do know at about that time, that's when the rules changed, and they went to a new, what they call sanctuary model that is more therapeutic rather than a correctional model. I think due to the fact they were concerned about any injuries or any other problems like that.
As I said, the boys' facility's closed. Isn't the girls' facility slated for closure? I mean, not that this makes it better or that they shouldn't do something about it, but isn't this whole structure on its way out of having these detention centers for juveniles upstate, you know, primarily housing downstate people? Aren't they going to a different way? Aren't they going to have places in, let's say, the kids would be held in the New York City or held in Buffalo or something like that?
As of right now, Tryon Girls is the only secure facility in New York State, so we will remain open until they've either built a new facility downstate where they want the kids to be, or they've decided on moving these kids to other places. I know one of the concerns of the commissioner is that these kids are closer to home.
Yeah, and I don't know, was it a... I mean, this is a big question, I guess. Was this a bad idea to take these kids from, you know, one environment, bring them up to another with people of, often of different races? I mean, many of the students residents who are held, be African-American, and the people up here guarding them, if you will, would be white.
Good part of our staff is African-American also. And I believe that Tryon does a good job. The kids need the help. Everybody that works at Tryon, I believe, is there to help those kids, or they wouldn't be going to work every day under these conditions.
I mean, I don't mean to make you speak for your union, the Public Employees Federation. Would it be that the Public Employees Federation wants the state to reconsider, that maybe if they are talking about closing Tryon, that maybe it's a good idea, they should keep it going?
Oh, I do believe they should keep it going. A lot of the girls at Tryon feel safe there. They have people that care for them. I know when they are released, some of them really don't have anywhere to go and are placed in foster care or other situations that they are not really happy with. And often they come back to Tryon because they know that they've got the structure, they've got the people that care about them. And they get their three meals a day. They're taken care of there.
Mm-hmm. I noticed different news media talked to the state agency, got a statement, which sounds like sort of state agencies talk. And I used to work for a state agency, and they say that they take every attack seriously and so forth. But you're then further quoted as saying, you could truly help the girls if the violence could be stopped.
I think that they have to be held accountable for their actions. Right now, the girls have basically control of the facility because our techniques are limited as to intervening with them. The facilities, I found out yesterday, have like the highest GED rate in all of New York State, including the school system. And the girls do actually get help there.
Mm. Will you go back, or have you gone back to work there?
I am out right now. I'm still healing, both physically and emotionally. doctors and haven't really made the decision yet. I feel like I do make a difference there, and that the coworkers I have need the support. We all are like a family because of the job we do. And I have not made that decision yet.
Mm-hmm. Cheryl Huxhold, I thank you for joining us. Is there something else you would like to say? I mean, is there any message that you haven't imparted that you'd like to tell us before we go off?
Well, I would just like to say that this came before the media. I know it has in the past, and it kind of disappears. This time it came out because I'm a nurse, and there's a new state law that makes an assault on a nurse an automatic felony. But the people I work with that aren't RNs deal with this every day, and people don't realize what they're going through. And I just want to make everybody aware that it isn't just me that this has happened to. It happens to all of our staff.
Cheryl Huxhold, I thank you very much for joining us today. She is a nurse at the Tryon facility for girls up in Fulton County. Thank you very much. I hope you feel better.
Thank you, Bob.